the privilege of sharing with you this morning for the morning devotional. And we'll start off with, we'll start off and just pray real quick. Father, thank you for this morning. Just pray, just be with us continually as we just seek your word in your face. Draw us near this morning to you and hear your voice to each of our hearts and for those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. This morning I'm just going to share a devotional that God's been speaking about on long-suffering. And, I just thought I'd explain a little bit why this topic. And, there are a number of individuals, that I've been praying for lately, just over some time. And this one particular individual is just very unchanging in that person's stance of his position in the close relationships that he shares with people around him. And it started from a standpoint of, God, change this person. Love on him. Well, I shouldn't say him. Love on the person. It could be anybody. It's a love on the person. And after a while, it's just so frustrating. Human eyes, can only see so much. And it became to the point where it's like, dang it, God, just knock him off the horse. Give him that Saul experience, Wake him up, slap him upside the head. It just really got to that point at some point in time. And I just like deep down at the human frustration of seeing someone so unchanged, not seeing the kind of, difficulty and pain that that person was causing in the choices he was making. And, in that moment, God was just saying in my heart, long suffering, and basically that I had none of it in that moment's time. And so then I got convicted to go into the Word. And so just reading again about what long suffering is about. So if you turn to Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, starting verse 6, we'll read a few verses. Okay. Then the Lord passed by in front of him, him being Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. Now I just want to focus on the verse 6. Then the Lord passed in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, the NSB version. Some other versions use the term long-suffering in place of slow to anger. And others describe the love of God as unfailing and steadfast. And truth in this version is more referring to regarding his faithfulness and his unchanging nature. And just to explain a bit of this moment, this is the second revelation that God shares with Moses about who he is, his character, and his name. And the first time was, if you think back, the time at the burning bush when he first encountered him as the great I am. And so just think and just imagine just the gravity and the profound moment that God actually shows that this is who he is. But even understanding this, just remember that the timing of this is really key as well. I mean, before this, they had been freed from slavery for so many centuries. They had gone through completely lost, not knowing how to start as a nation, and him providing miraculously through food, through provision, through water, through mighty, mighty things, even seeing the presence, the mighty display of God on Mount Sinai when Moses received the Ten Commandments written by God's hand, And yet, with all of these miracles, the people were grumbling, always looking back, how come this is the state of things and we had it better, and just losing sight of God's presence, his miracles, his blessings. And even with all the grumbling, there was so much grumbling to all the leaders. And yet, this is the things that he wants to express about himself. So what does it mean to demonstrate long-suffering? I thought we'd just take a look at some definitions. In the dictionary, a couple dictionaries, as a noun, long-suffering is said to be long and patient endurance. You know, you've heard the term, you know, or Sam or others have shared, it's long, suffering long, in essence, right? Another dictionary says that it's patiently enduring lasting offense or hardship. Used as an adjective, it's patiently enduring wrongs or difficulties, also enduring pain, unhappiness, etc., without complaint. Cambridge Dictionary says it's being patient despite being annoyed or insulted regularly over a period of time. And just to add a little bit more depth to that, you know, because patience is so much synonymous with long-suffering, just like taking a look at what it means to be patient. It says it's the ability to wait without becoming annoyed or anxious, calm, and without complaint. The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Not to be hasty or impetuous, it's steadfast, it's willing to bear. Yeah, if you take a look at that, long-suffering, that's something that I think most of us, especially in these modern days, it's something that many people don't even think twice about, you know? Our modern culture really is not conducive to developing long-suffering, you know? Everything is fast, the pace of things, and expectations are high to serve, you know, the individual, and so it's really not conducive. But going back to just my attitude, it affected even just the way that I saw how to pray for someone. I mean, it's human nature, right? It's not just now. It's when you look back at the Israelites or from the very beginning of time, from the fall of man. It set in with that fall. This heart of just, you know, not being settled and not really being able to wait on the Lord without being impatient and without getting upset. And so just taking a look at what is the opposite, what we'll see is just being easily, you know, grumbling in our heart, being fed up, you know, impatient. We're protesting the situation. We're weary. We're resistant to wait. We don't want to wait for things to change, and especially to wait with a good attitude. And, you know, I was really convicted, really, of just, you know, not only me thinking of another, but the people that are in the situations. And I've had my share of times in my life where I've just had to, you know, wait on God, but it was so hard. And I think, you know, this morning, I just want to share with, you know, two groups, you know, and one group is the ones that are going through such a situation. You know, the closest relationships that you have in your family, you know, it could be parent to child at any stage in life, from when they're young to an adult, you know, and just enduring the difficulty of the weakness and sin that the parents exhibit and put upon their children all throughout their life for some. You know, just the negativity and just the onslaught of their sin and just issues and weakness. And then there's just like the marriages, you know, the difficulty just in just being one and coming together as two individuals and seeing the weakness and issues come out sometimes for some so painfully. And just the people, the spouses that have to endure that over years. And then there are even just people that you think are not even that close to you, but you interact with them every day. You know, I hear some people even in their work situations where it's just bombarded with just a lot of offense and just people's pride getting in the way and just people stomping over people. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be the people that you're the closest, but the people that you're interacting with all the time. And I feel like this is just, you know, something to share with that group of people where it's, you know, God reveals that his heart is to wait. I mean, he's not undependable. When the time comes, his judgment is swift, but it's heavy. And so to understand his heart, to have that long-suffering, patient heart, he says, I am slow to anger. He doesn't desire to punish on the spot. His desire is not to just get at them so they just, you know, turn around because the fear is so great. You know, but it's a love that says, I'm slow, I'm patient. There's a reason. And then the other group I just want to share this with, and I feel like God is directing, are the people that maybe are not in that place right now. Maybe you're out of a situation like that. Maybe you've not really experienced such a period of time where it's just been very, very difficult to, you know, in relationships, having to endure and trust God for change. And as a church, I feel like this is for us as well to remember, because just like God shows us in the Word that we are all one body, every one of us is a member of the body. And even if the tiny tip of your finger were to hurt, like a paper cut, it affects your whole day sometimes. You think this tiny little paper cut. Yet that's just a small picture of the pain that the church should really begin to take on, to be able to carry with the people that we know in our lives that are really having a hard time. And this is our call, that we carry that burden together, because no one should ever have to do that. I mean, God knows each of us shouldn't have. That's why Jesus did all that he did, and he continues to intercede on our behalf, that he is so faithful that he can sympathize where no one else can. And so just to really be an encouragement to continue to hold on and to be able to see the situations that seem really hopeless, especially with people, right? Especially in the closest relationships where it just seems like unending, you know, with a lot of the pain and offense, that we be able to just really look to the example of God and the heart of God and the nature of God, you know? Just to repeat and to review again, enduring, lasting offense. For some, it's really ongoing for years. The pain, unhappiness as a result of such matters, the sadness, the depression that can come along the way, just feeling so hopeless, and yet to be able to still come through it without complaining, without becoming annoyed or anxious. And we all know that that takes time. It's a process in learning, you know, and without getting angry and lashing out. And when you read that list of what it means to be long-suffering and patient, you think, oh, there's no way. You know, it seems so impossible. And yet God says, what is impossible with men is possible. Impossible with men is possible with God. You know, and that's what he requires of us, to be imitators of God as his beloved children, to walk in the love and the character of God. And for those that are in it, to be encouraged that, but they who wait for the Lord renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Long-suffering is about still the hoping and the persevering, trusting in God that he will do something when we cannot. It's not giving up, even when it seems so dark. And for some people, it seems really dark. And so, just with that, just really meditating on, again, in our own situations, if we endure that, but for others that also we know they endure that, and that for others especially, that we would ask God to help us to understand a little bit, to have that compassion and that the empathy to understand the pain so that we can go with them in that.
into your hands. Into your hands I commit again with all I am for you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm of your
with this message, just really look to really ask the Lord to help us have the heart to just really, I mean, many people we don't all know, but just a glimpse of really the pain that he feels on their behalf as well. For some, it is really a long time in suffering. Let's take this time to start praying for our community, for a number of family members that are sick with cancer. If you can look up and just cover those individuals. And one in particular today, our sister's Rainey and Cadence's mother, who recently was diagnosed with cancer. She's going in for surgery today. So if you could just particularly pray for her in this time, for this day, to be with the surgeons. And just really cover the family that they would not be fearful. But just really pray for God's hand over the whole situation. That truly, that he would take every bit of it. And that we would just pray for incredible healing through it. And just pray for all parts of today's procedure to go well without any kind of delay. So just cover also Cadence and Rainey's mother. Take a moment to pray for that time. And just continue to pray for those that are undergoing treatment right now. There are a number of individuals, some very young, and we just continue to pray. Just God's work in the midst of using medicine. And just really be with the people that have to undergo the side effects and the difficulty of that. Just pray for the most minimal side effects. And pray that even the treatment would be just cut off as soon as possible, that it would not be so prolonged. And we just pray for a remission and a healing out of that as well. For those that are waiting for transplant, literally life and death for some, like just with a matter of a transplant. We just pray that, I mean, there's so many in that place of life and death. We just pray for those, these particular people that God would just deliver and just provide the very need for their very life. Let's cover those people too. Let's also pray for those in our community and friends of those in the community where there is illness. Again, other examples that have been put up about different people with cancer, but also those that are just people are just praying for salvation for their lives, especially because they're in that just desperate state of life and death. And so we just really pray, God, that he would be just faithful to work in the individuals around, to just speak to them in their dreams, whatever manner that he would just reach out and cause these people to just come to him, to just cry out to him. And we just pray that miracles would happen to see that people would come to know the Lord. So we just pray for that on their behalf. And then we have a list of people as well, a number of people that are just going, undergoing a lot of different ailments and difficulty in their bodies. And we just want to cover them and just pray for recovery to be even greater than expected, even the management of it to be better than expected. And we just pray for straight out healing in whatever fashion that God brings, that we pray for that. We pray for the people to continue to hope in Him, continue to rest in Him. And we just continue to pray for that for all the people on this list. Let's pray. I also want to lift up those that are in the process of looking for jobs and job searches, and just really asking that for some that have been waiting for a while, for some it's been a journey where they're still pressing and still trusting, still hoping, and then there's some that have just really lost the steam and feel so discouraged, you know, wondering if God is really there and trustworthy. And we just pray for all of those people. We pray for God's provision to come mightily. And we pray for those people especially that have been having the most difficulty in their mindset, in their heart towards the Lord and people and situation. We pray that they would not grow bitter. We pray that now they would not grow bitter, but instead be able to reach deeper and just grow out even stronger and trust in who God is. So we just pray for that provision to come to all on that list. We'd also like to pray for just upcoming ministry events over the weekend. We want to pray for the auction that's coming up next Saturday. We just pray that people would just get so excited just about really, again, what it's for. The joy of just being together in fellowship, the joy of seeing that this goes to really the future, to touch now and for the future in building God's kingdom, and just praying for greater release in those funds through this SP event for the fundraiser, for also the ministries that are, especially in this time period, the season where it's even getting more cold, and then it's time for a lot of families to gather. And so we just continue to pray for the community outreach to be able to really touch the hearts of those that are there encountering and ministering to, that they would really feel the love of God reached out to them, spoken to them. Also pray for the house churches that are happening today at Bel Air and McDaddy. We just continue to pray that God would bring a greater unity amongst them and just really be able to, knitting their hearts for kingdom purposes and just really being able to share in the burdens that some have and be able to come alongside each other. And also just for all the weekend events and activities for service and for just really that people would recognize that God is speaking to them in so many ways, that this would be a time where people would be so touched this weekend. Let's continue to just remember the missionaries that have been either sent out through SP, Leanne and Grace, and just for the various missionaries that we do support. I mean, there are different ministries that we've been partnering with, and we just pray for just a real faithfulness in our end as a church to be able to do what we need to do to allow them to do their very best. In prayer support, in finances, whatever the Lord requires of us, that we would be faithful and to be able to continue to build good relationships, and that we would care to be able to see and understand what's going on, because they're doing the kingdom work out there. And we are all partnered in the same thing, but just different roles. And so we just want to pray and cover those that we are supporting as a ministry at this time. Again, just from the time of devotion, it was short and sweet, but I think something we have to remember once again, really about what long-suffering is about. And this is not only just the suffering or the difficulty in just persevering under difficult situation alone, but it's the added element of enduring, I guess, the effects of one's sin, the effects of one's issues, the hurt and the brokenness of another's life. And just we're really praying that we would be like the Father, to be able to just really endure without complaining and without becoming so anxious and angry, even though as individuals we have a right to be angry. But through Jesus we know it's not about maintaining your rights. It's about letting God be God and letting Him be the judge and letting Him be the one to sort it out. Some of you, you know people that are in really just difficult times in their marriages, in their family matters, even in their workplace. And God is asking us, don't grow weary, because He doesn't grow weary. And He hasn't forgotten, even though some days just feel like forever, unending. That we can trust Him because He knows how to build people back up, how to change people when we cannot change ourselves. And so we just pray for the people that are in it to not grow weary, but trust in Him that you may gain that strength to keep going and to know that your countenance can change in the midst of a difficulty like that, an ongoing difficulty. And for the rest of us that are not in that place, that we take up that role and walking side by side with their brothers and sisters. And we just pray with that heart, asking God, help us to cry out with them. And so, whichever side you're in, just really let's pray for that situation, those people. Just take a moment just to really cry out for the people in your lives that you know are enduring that kind of difficulty and regular offense, I guess you would say. And without defeating a defeatful attitude, but to bring them up as the Lord would renew their strength. So let's just take some time to pray for those people and our own lives. Just close up this time, but please do feel free to continue to pray. Lord, we thank You that You've revealed Yourself to be slow to anger, compassionate, full of grace and mercy. Your desire is first to reach down and love Your people, no matter how even the grumbling state that we can be in. Your desire is to love and love and love. And so we just pray for those that Father God, are in that place where it's been just really hard. And it's easy to just grow so weary, not have a good attitude, just feel defeated. But we just pray that you would lift up those people to see you, and that you are their hope. You are the one to restore. You're the one to change. You're the one that can comfort them in the most difficult of places. And Jesus, you know, beyond anyone else, you know what it's like to be in that place and position. And so we ask for that strength to come upon your children that so desperately need it in these days. The families, all the families and the marriages, they're just real dire straits. We just pray for hope to be and just conferred upon them, that they would know it's not the end. We pray that as a church, you would help us to take up that heart, to go long with them, to go far with them, until we see the changes come about and we see victories come and testimonies come of your faithfulness, your goodness to those individuals and relationships. We want to hear more testimonies of restoration of relationships. We want to hear it. And we trust you're going to bring it. But help us to not lose heart, and help us to not let go so easily until that time comes. Help us to not take that seat of the judge, but really, for those that need it, to take that step of forgiveness, to allow that freedom to come to them, to allow them to see what you can do. So help us, for you are good. You are good. And what is impossible with us, it is truly possible with you, God. Thank you, Lord.